What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Almost did it. 104.3 FM. WQAM. It's Friday.
Too much to say, man.
You see, Wes had those frosted tips.
He did have frosted tips. It was just lighting.
Yeah, I know. Voices. I felt like I know. Was at a boy band.
I know.
Felt like I was seeing NSYNC, you know, Backstreet Boys.
He has great hair. He has great hair. There's no doubt about that. Let's
He also had his summer skin. You know, when basketball season hit and he got to spend all that time chasing basketball at night.
In the bowels of the
arena.
Of the Kaseya Center.
He gets very light.
I'm going to tell you something about that Kaseya Center. Cold. Especially on that media row. Yeah, they blow that AC right there. It's feeling like Ice Tray. Let's get to headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Miami Dolphins, they're back at it tomorrow against the Detroit Lions. They had a couple of joint practices. Played a lot better yesterday. Everybody can calm down. Calm down, everybody.
I mean, we have to stop. Like, the football team you see now is not going to be the football team you see in December. And you hope you don't. You hope you see progress during the course of the season. You wanted to come with wins. So let me be clear. You wanted to come with wins, but you want to see your team getting better as the season moves on. We've had a few years here where the team has gotten off to great starts, and then November, December hit, and it's some terrible football. So just calm down, everybody.
It's exhausting already. It does feel like the Bears practice, the first drive, losing the first Lions practice, everybody is jumping off a cliff with this team already. And look, I get it. This is a big year. There's a lot of jobs on the line. All that, but it is what it is right now. Like, this is the team that you got. You're not going in some different direction. You're gonna know. Look, if the Dolphins, trust me when I tell you, I think if the Dolphins do get off to a bad start, I think Mike McDaniel's gonna lose his job. Like, I do think they're gonna hot seat his ass.
You think they would? But
for the
purposes of the team, if you get rid of Mike McDaniel in the middle of the season, you're basically just throwing this.
Yeah, I mean, unless Anthony Weaver can, like, rally the team around everybody. He's got great sideline presence. He does. I mean,
here's the thing, though.
Hmm?
I feel that if Weaves took over, he going to come in hot like Man Campbell did.
Maybe.
Because I think everybody can identify that this team needs to play with more physicality, right? It's not just a me thing. It's not just and Anthony Weaver comes from that physical, get in your face, aggressive type of defense.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that every time that he's not around coaching, he's just doing rubber bands biceps. Like, remember Coach Feld on the strength and conditioning? That dude's his Popeyes are popping. I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
But no, that's gonna be their move. And I'm saying, like, it's gotta be a bad start, Leroy. Like 1-3, 1-4. You know, like they're gonna like that. That would be the case scenario. If they're 500, I don't think he's gonna lose his job.
I think people are gonna say that if they start off 2-2,
they should. They should.
But they like it's the for the life of me, I can't figure out. Like, do you want your team to do well or not? Right, you can be disappointed, and I'm not getting on fans for being disappointed, right, that your team's not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
But to go at it the way that fans have kind of gone after it before they've played a game is ridiculous. I think something very positive that you can take from these last couple of weeks is this team's response.
Yeah, 100%.
To that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a positive thing because – we can't think of in the past, would they respond that way? So when you hit these ruts in the middle of the season, you can come back to these moments and say, guys, we have responded.
Right.
And, you know, to this adversity.
And I do think, you know, like reading the piece in The Athletic yesterday, like he's obviously trying to change some things, like about how he runs a team. Like he's taken a lot of evaluation of this. I think here's what I think Mike McDaniel – I'll tell you what one of his problems was, okay? He was a little bit too much of a star bleeper when he walks in here. I'm going to be the star whisperer. He liked being the guy who could speak to the stars, you know? And I do think that he's like, you know, it's a lot of diva handling. And if you let guys skate here because I'm the cool guy, hey, you got other guys in that locker room that's not going to sit well with. So you got to really find out who the guys you can invest in that you could trust to set the example for everybody. And it does feel like
this, that Bill Belichick was cool with certain guys. Like Pepper Johnson could do no wrong. LT could do no wrong. Carl Banks could do no wrong. All guys he was with in New York. But one of the reasons why was because he didn't have to worry about them not doing, you know, not toeing the line is what I would say. Mike McDaniel's come in and has been cool with the stars, and they took that as an opportunity to do what the hell they want. And so it kind of had a negative effect on everybody. So there's different ways to go about it, and you can't just deem somebody. Listen, the best players aren't your leaders. Stop, everybody stop. Stop assuming that. Stop assuming if a guy's a good football player, he's a leader on that team. That's not the case. So stop saying it. But that being said, it seems like a lot of guys got responsibilities of a leader because they were good players and not because they were leaders.
MacMan says, Simone Fontecchio catching a lot of lobs for Italy is insane. I've been saying, dude, he's Italian Blake Griffin. That's what I've been saying. That's what I've been saying, dude.
Wait.
That's what I've been saying. They don't call him the gondola for nothing.
Dude, you need to stop. What? First of all, I'm banning you from watching European basketball. You
can't ban me from that?
Yes.
Why?
Because.
This was one thing we are worried about, the health of Tyreek Hill. This was Mike McDaniel discussing why Tyreek Hill did not practice against the Lions. Here he was.
If Tyreek didn't have to answer to anybody, he would have practiced yesterday. And I fear we might be talking about an injury that's a lot longer term. He wanted to practice. However, he had to give honest feedback when asked direct questions to our training staff and myself. In that competitive nature, he was very much at risk for an injury that would keep him out a lot longer than he's been out right now. So, I think I'm I'm just happy that that our training staff understood the you know, the magnitude of a further or a bigger aggravation of something, and was proactive. I think you'll see Waddle today. I don't think you'll see Tyreek based on that, but 100% is on our training staff and myself, because he absolutely wants to practice, but trusts us enough to know that we're trying to help him.
There you go, Mike McDaniel before practice yesterday.
All right. Okay. It's camp, right? I'm not going to read too much into it. And Tyreek plays a position that all the things that I talked about earlier are not necessarily a part of what he does. However, the timing between Tyreek and Tua, they got to get that together. That's what practice is for. And I don't like at any point in time in any sport where guys say, don't worry, I'll be ready. Because there are every sport, man, you got to go through certain things, right? That time in between Tyreek and Tua, that's a real thing. He is faster than most guys. So when you release the ball, when you throw it up, when you hit that crossing route, that's going to be different for Tyreek than any other player because of his speed and his ability to get in and out of breaks. So, yeah, I know they're being extra cautious because, like, things like hammies with wide receivers or DBs, you don't want those things lingering.
Kentucky Finn says, hey, me coaching, the fewer words, the better.
Somebody called him Mike McRambles.
And then Jay Gatto says, Tobin is Blake Griffin's twin brother, Blake Muffin. Such a bastard. We'll take a break here on the show. That, by the way, was our training camp update, and our Odyssey training sports training camp coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Take a break. More Tobin and Leroy after this.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Got Vlad producing with us here today. Jennifer, I don't know where she is. It's Friday. Be here in like 20?
Next segment.
Be in 20?
Next segment, yeah. 10:30, 12:30.
12:30, 12:40. That's her time.
We got Dolphins in action tomorrow. Game Day Uncensored is joining, is back at it.
Where, question what? For you.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Yes.
Because I did that for a year or two early on in my infancy with the station.
Sure. Who did you do it with?
Frito.
Okay.
I love Frito.
And
did you do, wait a minute, time out.
Wait, did you do pre or post?
Hold on.
Both.
Tobin,
you did
out,
both?
Time out.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What's up?
Leroy did a show with Frito.
Yeah.
And I give credit to my man for doing whatever he needs to lose weight and everything. But you're a shamer. I know you shamed him. You can't even hold a smile. Right. You shamed that man so bad.
All
look
right.
at you.
No, no. No. Because here's what I experienced during my times with Frito. So we would bring lunch in. We'd do the pregame. And then during the game, we would, you know, watch the game. And I'd be trying to break it down or something. He wasn't having it. He didn't want to hear what I had to say.
We get to
halftime. He always had some pad thai from what's the place with the
there was a Thai Chinese place near there?
No, not Thai, but he would bring it from the famous one, the chain.
Payway?
P.F. Kang's.
P.F. Chang's. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know a famous Thai place.
And a Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And he would drink that Diet Coke and eat that P.F. Chang's. And I'd be looking over at him. And then he start going. And I'm like, he about to implode.
Yeah, I know you didn't. I know you didn't. You didn't hold back.
No, I was like,
you were a good boy.
Yeah. I like Frito.
You were in Lent mode.
No, it wasn't that. It was just I was just worried. He was very gassy.
Pad Thai.
Yeah,
I did it.
I did it with him. For I think a couple of years.
Yeah. So what did you want to ask me about it?
It's gassy.
So I want to ask you. I found it extremely difficult to do pregame and postgame with a 90-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
Because when that third and fourth quarter hit, I'm like, y'all asking me for comments. I don't know what to tell you. I say what I do is I watch the overall tenor of the team.
Right.
Because the sign of a good team is regardless of when you go in the game, you play a certain way.
Oh, right? Okay. Well, I think you know me. I'm a football junkie, and I certainly got my –
dude, when them guys coming in the fourth quarter, you don't know who they are.
I know who they are, dude.
You got your card?
First
you
of all, it's a very easy – this I don't have to do post game. That's Dan Day. Dan Day. Okay. Vlad, are you on with post this week? All right, so Vlad will be there too,
yes,
and they take calls, so they got to react to it. But me, I'm more setting
they
up the
preseason.
Oh yeah, that's you got to sit back and relax. That's the way to do it. You just open up those phone lines and you put it on cruise control.
The thing that made it hard for me taking calls in post game, some of the time what people thought was happening during the game wasn't really happening. Like it was really something else as the cause to what went good or bad.
Right.
And so I tried to explain that.
So you tried to be reasonable with post game callers?
It's not even being reasonable, but I just think you want to know the reasons why things happen.
Yeah, well, I think most people just want to fire people.
Bro, the man played one possession. You know? One possession, Tua did. Tua played one possession, Leroy.
Yep.
One possession, Tua. Tobin.
Yep.
And all the text messages, all the YouTube messages.
Freaking out.
We got it. Tua's not the quarterback. He's not our quarterback. I'm like, wait, what? Time out. What did he do? Like, literally, what did he do? He's
right.
5 for 6.
Right. But
led them down to
that's
drive,
my point, Vlad.
And then you're saying, and look, You know my where my allegiance is resides with. But you're making me now defend Tua like, nah, you guys are ridiculous. It's training camp. Preseason. Right. Preseason game one. He's only there for one possession, and he does exactly what you would want him to do. He takes you on a 15-play drive. And then I look all the comments down here. Oh, we're not going to win. Our quarterback's things. And I'm like, whoa, whoa.
Especially a drive that ended intentionally with them running the ball the entire time.
Which was the other point that needed to be made during camp. And people want the team to be more physical and tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are the moments where you have to force that issue.
I would say, though.
And you just deal with the consequences.
But to get to your point, am I doing bubble battles about, like, the 53-man? No. I mean, like, first of all, the Dolphins have a lot of young guys to talk about anyway. Like, they got Kenneth Grant. They got Savai Naya. They got a new, you know, they got Patrick Paul taking over as left tackle. We got a quarterback. Not really battle anymore. I mean, I think some people are going into this, hey, is this a battle between Ewers? Ewers, maybe he'll play a lot better, but Ewers clearly – that was not his best foot in his first performance. Not that Zach Wilson was Joe Montana, but I think you can clearly see one is very young and needs some cooking.
Right.
Some seasoning.
I just think I always say this, that when you have a good team, right, that means and mostly on defense. If you can stop the other team from scoring, you can get after the football, get after the quarterback. If you can do those things, your offense doesn't have to be the greatest show on turf.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we sometimes, the cop-out in all of this as to why our team isn't good is we don't have a quarterback. And if you go throughout the history of football, you will see that there's a lot of guys that won Super Bowls that we were sitting there looking at like, okay. I mean, like, okay, is Trent Dilfer a Hall of Famer? Brad Johnson? Right? I mean, hell, we could go to Joe Flacco. Right?
And by the way, can I tell you something? I can't believe these Browns are starting Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco doesn't like his family.
I don't understand, dude. Like
I know, basically Joe Flacco decided to leave his family and go do yard work.
I don't understand. Right? Like he had this last 6 weeks 2 years ago with the Browns where
that gave him three more years.
And he was like, "Oh, I want to keep doing it." Why? Hey. I remember when he was the Jets quarterback and his son was wearing Tyreek Hill jerseys to the game.
How about when he was the Broncos quarterback and he went on a tirade? So bad that they were like, all right, we're going to sit you for the rest of the year. You got a back injury. We're going to sit you down, and we're going to play Locke.
Yeah, they're going to play Drew Locke.
But that's because he went off on him. Joe Flacco, I don't know. I'm not going to say he doesn't like his family. The man loves his family. But the fact that you don't want to be with your family at 41 years old when you really should not be playing any type of football means you don't want to be around your kids. You just don't want to deal with it.
I would say this. Let me give y'all the quick lesson of two quarterbacks that will have jobs in NFL forever. Right?
Mm-hmm.
One is Joe Flacco. The other one is Jameis Winston.
Good.
Right?
Big with arms.
When you put them in there and you're in a pinch and you put them in the game, they're going to play 3 or 4 weeks of some of the best football you have ever seen. You're going to be like, why isn't this guy been starting all year?
Then they play another five more games and then you realize that.
Set your watch to it.
Hey, then those other weeks, you're like, what just happened?
I'll tell you one thing, though, Vlad. If he doesn't like his family, hopefully his wife doesn't take jiu-jitsu because the last quarterback who didn't want to be around his family – she ended up with a jiu-jitsu instructor.
Oh man.
Ryan
Fitzpatrick was like that. Yeah. Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Ryan Fitzpatrick was another one that like had the four games with Tampa and he brought the beard and then like everybody's like, "Oh my god, this guy does cosplay. Let's have him out there." No, I mean that guy, it's unbelievable how much that guy has turned a mediocre. At least Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl, you know?
Right. But James, that's
James Winston was the number one pick.
You have those guys that like they've shown that stretch, and you immediately think, you know, if our guy gets hurt and I'm in a pinch, he can hold down the fort for 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh yeah,
and that's like you think of that Jameis Winston, you think of even Fitzpatrick, you think of Joe Flacco. You know, there's a couple of guys that you really like. Believe that the Dolphins are hoping to get that out of Zach Wilson.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if he's got that in him.
Right, well, he
doesn't strike me as grizzled. He's too much of a pretty boy. You know, I feel like a veteran quarterback. What you're talking about needs
like
to be grizzled.
12.
Yeah, he looks like a child.
Right.
You know, like he just doesn't exude. Like I think Quinn Ewers can be. Like Quinn Ewers already looks more gritty.
Quinn Ewers looks more like a backup quarterback. Quinn Ewers is not bad, but it takes a minute to get used to those timing throws, throwing to spots. As a quarterback, you're usually throwing to a receiver. Tua is really good at throwing to spots and throwing receivers open. That is something that is not just – you kind of got to get used to that. And I've seen, you know, Quinn Ewers do it, but he's a little off.
Yeah, Zach Wilson.
Right? So some of the passes are a little high or a little behind the receiver. So he's still throwing to the receiver. He'll pick up on that.
Yeah, but you know, like Zach Wilson already came into this thing. Like, stop trying to be cool as a backup quarterback wearing zero, okay? You're not Russell Westbrook, all right? You're not Gilbert Arenas. You're wearing zero as a backup quarterback. What are you doing? Like, stop trying to be fly, dude. Like, that's not what we're here.
You just don't like him.
That's not that I don't like him. It's just like, know your role. Go out there. You wear number 11 or you wear some real quarterback number. Zero. It's like you're already trying to be a TikToker as a backup quarterback. Enough. Quinn Ewers already got a leg up on that. Yes, you're right. He does have the Joe Flacco arm. Like, he'll dazzle. He had a couple nice throws. He also does some boneheaded stuff. I'm not expecting much. I just can't believe he got as much money as he did. I was like, wait, what? He didn't even play last year. He wasn't even the backup. He was the third stringer. He literally got a $6 million guarantee for being the number two pick 4 years ago. This is crazy to me.
So what you're saying, Tobin, he's a show pony.
Vlad, you watch him. Is he a show pony?
He's a bit. He's a bit.
He's a bit of a show pony. He's a bit of a show pony.
He's a bit of a show pony. But it's not his fault. You know, the guy's rich.
It's not. You know what?
He's, you know,
but
what
it's
is?
Certain guys, like when you get drafted that high, you kind of strut your stuff a certain way, right?
And you have to.
Right.
And you have to. But, you know, nobody likes Zach because he's a good looking man, young man, with money. His family owns what you gonna call it?
Utah?
Is it JetBlue?
They own JetBlue?
Yeah, they own an airline. Yeah, his family got money.
Oh man.
His uncle, like, I think owns JetBlue or something like that.
Wow. What's he doing here? Waste of his time.
I mean, right? So did who? Johnny Manziel. Look how that turned out for him.
Oh man. Yeah. Johnny Manziel. Crazy. We'll take a break. Mix things up with the mixed bag coming up next. Recovered it, by the way. He found it. He's redeemed himself.
Was it in the shelf where all the other ones were?
No, he said he left it in the aftercare room. So the room, the class he goes to while his mom is finishing up her post-school work.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he found it. So flip it over.
You got all carried up for nothing.
Nah, not nothing. Not nothing. Crazy. let's get to this. Bradley Chubb. He is talking after practice, and Bradley Chubb says that Chop Robinson being out there, he just wanted attention.
Oh, huge sigh of relief, man. I saw him. I saw him after practice, you know, as soon as practice ended, I saw him, you know what I mean, being able to walk around and stuff like that. I told him if he wanted some attention, man, I'd give it to him, man. That's all I did. But nah, that's my guy. I'm glad he's good.
Wait. He hurt his arm, right?
Rib.
rib. So why was he talking about him walking around? You ain't got no ribs in your legs.
I guess he's saying that he got carted off. He was just, that was an attention move. Like, he should have been fine. He didn't need the cart. Yeah. Maybe is that what he's saying?
Yeah. You use, a lot of times you don't need it, but they put you on it anyway.
Mm. Crazy. Well, I'm glad Chop Robinson is okay. Had me nervous for that few hours. And finally, Kenneth Grant. He was excited to be back in his old stomping grounds of Michigan. This is what KG had to say.
It feels pretty good, you know, just, you know, one of my first NFL games, I was up here in college watching the Detroit Lions play. So it's great. Great to be back here, you know, actually practicing against them and seeing what goes on in practice.
All right.
State South said he had a cart for Leroy and Leroy's shoulder pads.
Get him lifted out over there. Crazy.
Hey, man, go look at all football players back then. They all had big pads.
Oof.
You had the It wasn't like just me.
Mm-mm. You definitely had the XL model.
Yeah, B. You had the Jennifer convertible pillows, man.
You had the F-350.
I had a dually.
Yeah,
the dually pads.
That was crazy. Oh, man. We'll take a break here on the program. Final hour coming on up. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.